studio today is James Arbazu with the Salt River Arts Society, overseeing the Afton Ford Theater, and their big event returns in this month. That's Dancing with the Star Valley Stars. Good morning, James. How are you today?
Duke. Doing great.
Hey, appreciate you swinging by to talk about Dancing with the Star Valley Stars and all the good things happening at the Afton Ford Theater. Can I just say I'm happy that this event made a return. And I'm happy that I'm not dancing.
Duke Dance, you stole the show.
There's some things that just don't need to be repeated, James.
And that was awesome. One of them. We appreciate your help last year.
It was a fun experience, though, aside from the, you know, being on stage and, you know, that whole thing. But to be able to work with those professional dancers that came up, that was a really cool experience kind of leading up to it. And I'm glad I took the opportunity just for that. And it sounds like something very similar is happening again this year.
Yes, we're bringing the professional dancers back. One is from Las Vegas, and one is from Kansas City. And the one from Las Vegas, they're both professionals, and they've been winning awards and throughout the year. And the one from Vegas, he actually teaches. He has a big studio, and his students are professionals as well. So this is the real deal.
Absolutely. So it's a lot of fun, Dancing with the Star Valley Stars. And so it works very similar to how the show does, the TV show, where they you take some locals and they work with the professionals, and then they compete on stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we pair up. We have a female professional and a male professional, and they're actually they're a partner that they compete. And we pair them up with six contestants here in the Valley. So we've got a great lineup this year.
And you've announced the contestants.
We have artist Doug Monson is going to be up on stage. We have Afton Mayor Jeff Jensen. He's joining us. Police officer Justin Jenkins. He's a local Valley boy. Miranda Kennington with Elevate Life, and Taylor Kennington's wife. She's awesome. Tori Probst, the head of nursing down at Star Valley Health. And we also have Michaela Bird, a thespian, and she's well known in the Valley too. It's all going to be awesome. So, I'm excited for these guys.
Good luck to those three gentlemen against those three ladies. I'll just say that. So very cool, and the event is fun. Here's the cool thing about it, though. You go and you have a good time and you watch the competition. The audience votes for the winners, correct?
Yes, the audience votes for the winners, correct.
And that's how you pick the winner. And, you know, mountains of non-cash prizes, right?
Yes, it's for fun.
Just a little trophy, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah. It's for most of the contestants, it's not about the winning, but yes, it is a contestant in the contest, and there will be a winner.
Perfect.
For sure.
James Arbazu in studio today. Of course, this whole thing is done as a fundraiser, and it goes directly to the Ford Theater. So tell us what kind of fundraising will take place that night.
Absolutely. So the fundraising is going to be focused on two things. One is the expenses to run the Ford Theater are quite high every month, and so some of that will be going towards that. But we do have a live auction coming in, a live auctioneer, to specifically raise funds for redoing the facade. We've had a really generous donation, a private donation of $80,000 to go towards fixing the facade of the Ford, or upgrading the facade of the Ford, and we want to make it historically accurate, but also modern and new and clean and everything like that. And as a part of this, we're also going to be applying for grants to upgrade other things and do much needed repair. There's the roof needs to be redone. We have parking lot issues with flooding, and the stage needs to be redone and extended to be able to help with the drama and the dance that goes on there. So there's quite a few projects that we're trying to get done with upgrading the theater, and so that this will be going towards that.
Those kinds of projects. Yes. All right. So first off, that $80,000 donation—that's a huge deal.
It's huge. It's amazing. Yes,
so
absolutely.
Congratulations on that, and thank you to the donors for that. And
absolutely.
And so ticket—you mentioned the auction. Ticket prices go towards this as well.
Yes. So that's a $25 ticket to get in. That does go towards this. Yes.
Perfect. What about the auction? Tell us what kind of items you'll have up for sale that night.
So we're in the process of collecting right now, but we're shooting for things like guns, like we had last year. We had a couple of guns. We had some hardware items and tools and those types of things. And we're in talks right now exactly what some of those things will be. We have a piano that's been pledged as well. And most likely we'll have also some clothing items, some art, and other things of that nature too. And there'll be other items as well available for silent auction. So it should be a lot of great options for getting a good deal and also supporting something that's worthwhile for our community to see that facade be give a facelift to downtown.
Absolutely. James Arbazu in studio with the Salt River Arts Society, overseeing the Afton Ford Theater. So come to this event. It's not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. What is it, 25th?
Correct.
That is, yeah.
25th at 7 o'clock. You can get tickets online at saltriverarts.com.
All right. And also available at the door, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes, available at the door.
Correct. All right. And you're going to have some of that popcorn. You better have some of that popcorn.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
James, you guys have done a fantastic job with the Afton Ford Theater. Just another one of the great events that you do. But really encourage the community to go support this because it's fun. It's a great environment. It's a fun atmosphere. But also the cause. I mean, the history of the Ford Theater and to have that revitalized and come alive. That's a big deal.
Absolutely. That's our goal.
James Arbazu. Thank you, James.